Now, for the sake of the children, I would just like to take a few minutes and speak more directly to them. I want to mention today the person who is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to give you 7 lessons about Jesus Christ. 7 things that we know from the Bible about the Lord Jesus Christ. The first thing is this, that the Lord Jesus Christ is God. That is something that we always have to remember. The Lord Jesus Christ is God. Before the Lord Jesus Christ came to earth as a baby, he was Almighty God in heaven. And there he lived in heaven. There he ruled in heaven. And there he upheld all things by the power of his word. And we need to remember that when we think about the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world as a little baby, and that weak little baby, that delightful little baby, that little baby that looked so vulnerable, nevertheless, there in that little baby is Almighty God, the creator of all things, the upholder of all things. The Lord Jesus Christ is God. He always was God. He is God. And he always will be God. That's lesson one. Lesson two is this. The Lord Jesus Christ is also a man. He is a real man. He is a real person, a real human being. Just like you and just like me. Like us, the Lord Jesus Christ has flesh and blood and bones. The Lord Jesus Christ got hungry, just like we get hungry and need to eat. The Lord Jesus Christ knew what it was to be tired, and he had to go and sleep. And the Lord Jesus Christ sometimes knew what it was to be angry. Like we sometimes get angry. Sometimes he was happy. Sometimes he was sad. He felt pain. He was a child and he grew to be a man. He knew all the feelings that we No. And in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15, we are told that the Lord Jesus Christ was touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And in all points, he was tempted like as we are. We have to remember that the Lord Jesus Christ is Almighty God, but he is also a man with the same bodies as we have. The third lesson is this, that the Lord Jesus Christ is a perfect man. So while he had feelings like we have feelings, the Bible tells us that he never did anything wrong. He never said anything wrong. The things that he said are true and dependable. He never thought anything wrong. We really find that part of the Lord Jesus Christ's nature and person more difficult to understand probably than anything else, because we have sin in our bodies and we can't do anything apart from there being sin in our life and in our experience. But the Lord Jesus Christ was perfect. And even as a child, through all his life, he never sinned or did anything wrong. The Bible calls him holy, blameless, and undefiled. He is God, he is a man, he is a perfect man. And the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross. Though he never did anything wrong, the Lord Jesus Christ, because of who he was taken and crucified on the cross by wicked men. But what these men did not know was that his Father, God his Father, had planned to use that death, that terrible crime that was perpetrated against the Lord Jesus, that God the Father had planned to use that terrible crime to save his people, the people whom he loved, from their sins. In fact, Jesus' name means Savior. And when the angels came and told about the Savior's birth, they said, call his name Jesus because he will save his people from their sin. And even in those very earliest days of the announcement of Jesus' birth, already the plan was in place that Jesus would die on the cross to redeem and to save his people from their sins. And that's exactly what he did when he died. So here is the Lord Jesus Christ, the perfect man, dying on the cross. But that wasn't the end of the story, because the Lord Jesus Christ rose from the grave. He rose from the dead. We don't worship a dead man. We worship the living God-man. He who is God and he who is man, he who has saved his people, is risen from the dead, and he is alive today. Because Jesus was both God and man, the grave couldn't hold him. He rose from the dead, and he rules over death. And he gives us the promise that we shall never die. Oh, we might have to lay down this old body, and that'll be a good thing. But we are going to live with him in heaven forever if we believe in him. In Acts chapter 3, verse 15, we read, they killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. The sixth thing that we know about the Lord Jesus Christ is this, that he returned to heaven. So not only did he die and was buried, but he rose again and returned back to heaven. There he sat down beside his Father, and there he speaks to his Father about us. He speaks to God his Father about us. So we can think of the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven like this. He is our friend in heaven who is speaking to God on our behalf. And the last thing I want to tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ is this. Not only did he go to heaven, but he is coming back from heaven. And the Lord's people are excited about the fact that soon, very soon, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back. Someday soon, we don't know exactly when, but we do know that it won't be long. When he comes back, it will be the end of this world. He will judge men and women, and he will bring this world to an end. He will take his friends back to heaven with him, and he will send his enemies to hell. The Lord Jesus Christ is taught about in the Bible. And all through the Bible we can read about the Lord Jesus Christ, who he is, what he has done, and what he is going to do. All the things that he has achieved, and the fact that he is God and that he is perfect and true. The Lord Jesus Christ is a wonderful person. He is worthy of our love. He is worthy of our trust and our confidence. And it is my prayer today that he will teach you to love and trust him and give you a good hope of eternal life with him in heaven when he comes again. Thank you for listening.